It's been a long 2 years of cleanup along Salt Lake City's foothills since the Red Butte oil spill. Now the public gets to weigh in on how effective those efforts have been.
Is this creek actually clean? Does it need more work? Do we need some sort of warning signs? What do we need to do to make this acceptable to the public?
John Whitehead is the assistant director of the Utah Division of Water Quality. He says the public is invited to look and comment on draft reports, which evaluate the human and ecological risk assessments. Whitehead says no final decisions have been made about whether the cleanup is good enough, but
it looks that Red Butte is about the same as the other creeks.
Meaning all the testing that has been done shows the water quality of Red Butte Creek is similar to that of Immigration, Parleys, and Mill Creek. So while there are trace amounts of possible oil-related compounds, the division says those haven't been attributed to the spill. Renee Zollinger, Environmental Programs Manager for Salt Lake City, says even if the report ends up giving the cleanup a thumbs up, that doesn't mean Chevron's responsibility is finished.
There's been a tremendous amount of investigation, but that doesn't mean that somebody at some point isn't going to turn over a rock or remove a stump and find some free oil or some condition that isn't the same as every other urban stream, and Chevron is clearly still responsible for responding immediately.
The public comment period ends on August 13th. From there, the state will determine how to best move forward. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.